Thank you for tuning into White Centipede Noise Podcast. Please hit the like button and subscribe to this channel. This podcast is made possible by viewer and listener support. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider supporting it at patreon.com/whitecentipedenoise. White Centipede Noise is a label and mail order based in Germany, releasing top quality noise on tape, CD, and vinyl. White Centipede Noise is also the premier EU-based distributor of international noise. Visit whitecentipedenoise.com to see available label releases and weekly distro updates.
All right. Hello and welcome to White Centipede Noise Podcast, live from Crew Transmissions Festival in Leiden, Netherlands. I'm here with Jim Breitveld.
Yeah.
He organized this festival. He does Charnel Ground. Tell us about Charnel Ground and tell us about this festival.
Charnel Ground is the name that I use for shows in Leiden. I started in 2018. I thought about giving it a name so it will stick with people for the shows. And
was Charnel Ground for shows before it became a label?
Yeah, it was first just for promotion, just putting on noise shows. And then about last year, I finally decided to start releasing stuff and turn it into a label as well.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And is this the first festival of this size you've done?
Yeah, yeah. After the last 2 years, I had to cancel every normal size show. So yeah. I thought it would be time to just go full on out and start a festival. Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a lot of like energy and excitement around this festival happening?
Yeah, well, especially since you started promoting it with the White Centipede Noise. After that, I noticed more interest from people from other countries. I got mails from people in Italy and
Cool, yeah. Awesome. How did you choose like the lineup? What was your approach, or what's, you know, sonically, what's your concept behind putting on a festival like this?
Well, the lineup is basically a selfish thing for myself. I just booked the people that I like and asked the ones I like, and I'm mostly orientated at harsh noise and some power electronics. Yeah. It was easy for me. I just had a list of people I wanted to ask already, and pretty much everyone said yes. So
yeah.
It worked out well.
It's great how it worked out. And it's also like pure coincidence that, you know, I was also like releasing a tape by Vincent Dallas and Moosehead, and they were all also coincidentally playing at the same time. So it's like, I think it's a really good culmination of energies. And after 2 years of nothing possible, I think it's everyone feels like it's good to be finally back at it. So really appreciate you doing this.
Thank you.
What do you got? You have anything else planned for this year in terms of Charnel Ground and the and shows or fest or label or anything like that?
There's still one show that we want to do. There was one show about two months ago that we had to postpone with Sisto Rossi, who I'm playing with
tonight.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And Swartfit, who's playing tonight with Coma Cluster.
Yeah.
And so we still need to book a new date for that one. And I want to at least have one or two other shows this year. And I'm currently busy with the next few releases, inviting people for them.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe two or three releases this year. Yeah.
What do you think is the future of live noise in Europe in the coming year or two?
Well, I hope it becomes more, because that's what I noticed now with the festival, that a lot of people are basically like finally a festival again after Noise Fest stopped, because that used to be the place to go to for a noise. And you have in Eastern Europe, Sasava Noise Fest. They do it in an old mine.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it's a big noise fest, but I haven't heard of it the last few years. So I hope it starts to grow again, live shows. Yeah. But currently it's all quiet. There's nothing happening really.
Is it fairly easy or non-bureaucratic to book shows here in Leiden, or is it complicated with the city and permits and things like that? Do you have a fairly smooth thing, or do you have to do a lot of pre-planning like a year in advance or something like that?
No, and it helps that I do programming at the venue here.
Okay.
So I'm a volunteer at the venue and I'm a part of the programming group. So basically I have the space to do my own stuff.
Okay.
And, I can pick some dates. And
yeah. I also heard you were involved in designing or choosing the sound system, which is really, really great sound system here.
Well, there are more people that have more experience with sound that helped us pick the sound system. I just am responsible for getting some bigger subs.
Yeah, that's the best part is the subs. Like you can hear like you can feel the 12 hertz waves like boom, 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 boom,
yeah,
like going back and forth. It's crazy.
Yeah, it always gives me a huge smile when I start hearing the bass.
And, yeah, for sure. Cool, Jim. Well, cheers. Thank you so much for doing this. And thank you for talking with me for a moment. And we'll see where our next guest is.
Okay, thank you.
I'm now here with, please introduce yourself.
I'm Osku of Moosehead from Finland or Brussels.
You're
Finland or Brussels.
You're a Finnish guy living in Brussels, right?
Yes.
And you record as Moosehead. You played already and it was great.
Thank you.
My question is, I've heard that you've been active in the noise scene and recording since like the 90s. Maybe you told me that. Maybe I read that somewhere.
But yeah.
Only in the past couple of years that I've seen like a lot of releases coming out.
Yeah.
What's your history there with the project and with noise?
I started in 96. The first demo tape came out January 96, I think. And I didn't do that much back then, but then after 5 years or so, I kind of stopped. And now then, I don't know, maybe COVID was one thing that gave a boost when being unemployed.
Yeah.
And COVID going on, I started again.
Okay.
And that was 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. And since then, I've been pretty happy with the sounds I get out of the pedal. So
yeah.
I've been now, let's say, pretty active.
Yeah.
Recording a lot, playing a lot.
Yeah. So how does it feel to be playing again?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always loved noise.
Yeah.
So it's. I was going to say now I can do it cheaper. I can just play, but yeah.
Instead of buying it, you mean listening to it?
But no, then it's you buy a pedal.
Uh-huh,
it's not cheap. You play, then you buy another pedal. And I still buy lots of records. So
sure, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Why do you live in Brussels? If I might ask, it's...
Yeah, basically because of my wife's work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you lived?
18 years.
Okay. Do you speak all the languages? All the...
I can order a beer in all languages, but that's pretty much... I know some Dutch, but not too much. French is impossible.
Yeah. Do you feel connected to the Finnish scene? Do you feel like a strong...
Very much.
Do you feel like you're a Finnish noise artist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What's Finnish noise all about? In your words.
Enjoyment.
Enjoyment.
Yeah. The
okay.
joy of noise.
Okay. Cool. Your sound, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, typical Finnish sounds, I guess, or, you know, junk metal. Some people talk about kind of a rural sound. But you seem to have other influences also, like more, like a lot of Japanese noise influences. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm a big, big fan of Japanese noise.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay.
And junk metal, I guess I would have more junk metal if I lived somewhere else, not
like Finland.
Not necessarily, but let's say if I rehearsed and recorded, not at home.
Yeah,
I don't think my wife would appreciate sheet metal at home, chains and
rusty. Maybe that is one. Simple explanation for this, like junk metal sound in Finland as opposed to other places. Because okay, for example, in Brussels, you probably live. I've never actually been to Brussels, but I have. It's a very big city, quite densely populated.
Yeah, it's kind of a big city, but compressed.
So I mean, you don't have a big backyard to throw around some barrels and things like that. You're confined to a an apartment of some sort or a house with you know, with maybe neighbors, whereas Finland, it seems like a lot of people just by nature live with room where they can really, you know, fire things up and throw stuff around without bothering people.
Yeah, at least many of the active guys, they live in places where they can just go crazy.
Yeah. What do you think about the new Finnish artists coming out right now? Like,
like in the last couple,
the past
of,
couple
years,
of years? Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What are some favorites?
Favorites? Well, Apropat. Other favorites.
Are there any that... Okay,
yeah, Umpio, well, he's already older, but
Apropat has like become quite well-known, and I think a lot of people are giving him his well-deserved attention. Are there any projects, Finnish projects, that still seem to be undiscovered or underappreciated that you can really... that you really are into?
Yeah. Amek Mai. It's... There are tapes out, but I never really see him mentioned anywhere, but it's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't have any insider information. I don't know any secrets,
secret
unreleased, super underground stuff.
Okay. Is this the first show you've played since being back active with Moosehead? Did you play?
Or even before.
Ever.
This was the first one ever.
This is the first Moosehead set ever?
Yes.
Wow. How did you feel about it?
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was loud, so yeah. Yeah, louder is more good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. All right, cool. Well, do you think you're going to be playing more shows now that things seem to be more opening up and possible and you're active
again?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially now with COVID maybe slowly
being over,
going more to the background.
Yeah,
if there are possibilities, sure.
Is there noise going on in Brussels?
I don't really know at all. I've been to a few shows, but that's it. I don't really know anybody. It's from Belgium, it's pretty much just Mr. Vincent Dallas that I know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope things can... I hope you can bring your Finnish reach and maybe spread some seeds where you are. You should talk to him about doing some shows because Dries has done quite a few shows in Kortrijk and then in that area, and I think... If there are particularly more people in his neck of the woods that are also wanting to do that, that could be something that could...
Yeah, no, I'm sure he will. If there's any interest, I'm sure he will tell me that maybe you should contact this and this guy.
Yeah. You guys are working on a collaboration too, is that correct?
Yeah.
Have you done it yet?
Yeah, we had two recording sessions. And... Yeah, first it was all digital, and lots of files got lost and destroyed and stuff like that.
You mean the recording?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then it was analog, and we screwed up. Maybe not quite as much, but there's still
recordings,
good material that I'm working on mixing.
Cool. All right, great. Well, looking forward to that. And, new tape out on White Sand Noise. Thank you for doing that. And
thank you for doing that.
Very nice to meet you. I like you also because
that's so sweet.
Your name is very similar to my name. So that's always been something I've been shocked and pleased by. So,
and learning that it's actually not a Japanese name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
Tell me your name, please.
I'm Dries.
Last name?
Bernard.
And your project is what?
My project is Vincent Dallas.
What is Vincent Dallas?
It's I don't know. I don't have a description, but it's a thing that is in my head for a long time. And it's a guide to freedom of expression, I think, or doing your own thing despite the fact and the trends or whatever. It's a jump in the fine world of improv free whatever.
Okay. And who is Vincent Dallas?
I see it as a different thing, but it's me. But it's me who come out.
Yeah.
With my feelings and my thoughts.
Yeah. Where does the name come from?
It comes from... originally, it was from a friend and I who invented the name for doing paintings and stuff like that. It was my friend who said, "Hey, maybe we can call it Vincent Dallas. That sounds good." I said, "Oh yeah, why not?" That's 20 years ago, something like that. And okay. Under that moniker, we did a lot of strange paintings and throw with paint and absurd stuff.
Okay. How long have you been listening to Noise? Because you're a maniac. You listen to Noise like crazy, and you also have been involved in putting on a lot of festivals. How long have you been doing this?
I am interested at the age of 13 in music with older friends, and then the Noise came into also because of older friends, also because of bands like God Bullies, like Pat Yankee said. Swan stuff, punky stuff, strange stuff.
Yeah.
And the Noise thing was came from a friend who was like behind a big monitor making walls. And that was like 20 years ago or 18 years ago. I was like, "What the fuck are you doing? what is the purpose?" He said, "I'm just blasting and I like it."
Yeah, cool.
And then I go from the more noise rock experimental bands to more noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a fundamental or a general difference between how noise is approached in Europe as opposed to in the United States?
Yes, I think so. I think it's a different approach. Even noise in Germany, Holland, Belgium has a different approach than like the Swedish or the Finnish approach.
Yeah.
I don't know what the difference is, but I think it's real is not a good... it's more honest in the States.
Really?
And more punk way.
Okay.
Than over here, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are some Belgian noise products from history that people might not know about that have been important for you?
Of course, there we got Club Morale. That's a very... other noise... I'm not sure about... Noise project like we know it from back in the days.
I don't know of many other ones in Belgium other than you that are doing this kind of noise like you do.
No, I don't think so. You got Jim and Uwe,
right,
who's also noise, and we know that's very good, but that's a different kind of sound.
Yeah.
Then you got the whole Krak Records and Ultra Eczema kind of experimental sounding things, but the real harsh, cruel, raw stuff. I don't know.
It's sometimes can be hard to find in this part of Europe, I think.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Because back in the days with the festival, at some time it was hard to get good, harsh projects for the fest.
Yeah.
Because we got already a lot of them.
Yeah.
Not so many, but a lot of them. And then sometimes you said, what to choose now? Because, it's not really alive. I don't know.
Tell me about the festival that you've been doing, because I went to the last one you did, and you had Kakerlak, you had Bizarre Uproar, you had Altar Flies. Who else was there? It was a crazy lineup.
It was a crazy lineup, but I think we have Sophie from Leda, from Neutral.
Right.
Neutral Pay 2, I think. Yeah, Neutral Pay 2. I'm not sure that's here.
Yeah.
Well, we got Consumer Electronics, we got Vomir, we got Jaco van Haarle, Tommy Caran.
Yep. Have you been able to do those shows with like city or government funding?
We did
like some sort of grant money?
Yeah, the first year we did it on a total DIY approach in an old strip club. Mm-hmm. No money, all the entrants go to the bands. And after that, the place was closed. And the bigger club in town approached us, liked the idea, and said, "We can give you a budget, and you can book whatever you want."
Cool.
So we were very lucky.
Yeah. Was that last one with Bizarre Upper? Was that the last one that'll happen, do you think?
Yeah, because before that, I stopped doing it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Fried, the guy who was for 70% behind the lineups every year.
Yeah.
He wanted to end the festival and on a good way.
Yeah.
One more time with a good lineup.
Yeah.
And that,
that was it.
What we tried to do the okay. last time. So, and it's okay, it's done.
Yeah.
Sometimes now I think, we can do it again yeah. because there's a lot of going on.
Yeah. Yeah. An even better one.
An even better one. But yeah, yeah, it is what it is.
You book a lot of shows, though, in Kortrijk.
In Kortrijk.
And is that something you will continue doing now that the ability is there again, now that the cities are kind of opening up and yeah, it's possible?
Maybe. I mostly book shows because of they were on tour.
True.
Like Gordon Ashworth, people on tour need help.
Yeah.
I was able to help them out and to book a show for them.
Yeah.
And the last times went okay from crowds. People will
yeah.
know what's going on. But I'm not sure I'm going to continue like that.
Sure.
Maybe okay. Getting older, been there, done that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, there's just one place left in Kortrijk. Before that, we got two places or three places. Now it's done. So, I don't know. Depends who's asking and...
Sure.
Yeah.
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 What do you see happening for you in the next year in terms of noise? What are your thoughts and ideas and goals? Because you know, Vincent Dallas has suddenly been quite active and has a number of releases coming out. Do you have plans to develop that? Do you have things you'd like to do with the project?
Yeah, it's crazy that that Vincent Dallas is having already three tapes out in a little time. So that was not the purpose, or I not take it for granted.
Sure.
I'm just doing it for myself.
Yeah.
And it's very nice that there's support.
Yeah.
And I hope to continue and to explore more sounds and to explore other directions, or, you know, yeah. getting it, making it still interesting for me.
Yeah.
And I want to play live, not every day, not every weekend, but I want to play nice events or nice events and places. I'm thinking to go to the States.
Yeah,
too.
Cool.
Yeah,
great.
Because I have a tape coming out on the label in New York City, so...
Cool.
I'm not sure about that, but that's also a goal I want to do.
Great.
Yeah.
What role do your children play in Vincent Dallas?
They play a role because I rip their paintings, drawings from their desk and use it for tape releases. And when it's out, I said, hey guys, look what I did. And they said, oh, that. That's mine. I said, I use it, sorry. And they find it okay. They're
going to sue you someday.
I think, I hope for not. So I gave them a copy for free. So I hope they enjoy it.
Cool.
But all sometimes right. you hear the kids on the background also
of the
records.
Noise?
Yes.
Cool.
Because I'm recording at home, just at home.
Yeah.
In the living room.
Yeah.
When if I have an ID, I push records. So sometimes it's on the background. So cool. Yeah, they have something to do with Vincent Dallas.
Cool. All right, man. Well, thank you for talking to me and looking forward to seeing you play.
Thank you a lot for the support.
Cheers. I'm here with, this is Sisto Rossi. He records music as, he records noise as Sisto Rossi. But people also might know him as something else. Wallkeeper. I traded with Sisto probably 10 to 15 years ago during the Harsh Noise wall board era. I traded with a guy who in Germany who sent me a tape called Wallkeeper, and it was a very memorable moment in my journey in noise, if we can say. So you are living in Germany. You're German, but you've also grown up in the States. What's your situation
so,
there?
I was born in Florida, but my mom, she's originally from Germany.
Okay.
And in end of the 80s, we moved back to Germany because of divorce and all that, life stuff. So yeah.
With her?
With her. She, like, of course, she it was her and my sister back then.
Okay.
So we moved here. I went to school in Germany, and I've been staying here, well, not ever since, but I've been moving back and forth every couple of years. So,
okay.
That's basically it.
And you have definitely, like, I feel like when I talked to you, when I met you, you're like a USA, you're like an American dude.
Oh yeah, I guess. I mean, I do get that a lot.
But
I mean,
you live in both worlds.
I live in both worlds. Yeah, I try to grab whatever's the best right now for my situation.
Yeah.
So right now it's just Germany. I have a good job. I have a good paying job.
Yeah,
healthcare and all that. You know. But I do miss the States.
Yeah,
I do miss the States. I do miss the States. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm not.
So you're like a mega fan of Harsh Noise. You have an insane collection. You surround yourself with it. What's your main stylistic focus or what's your favorite era? What's the stuff you really go for? Because I've noticed you have kind of different, very specific focuses.
My main focus is what I like. I guess you referred to it as a golden age of Harsh Noise. I guess was it you? I don't know.
I think somebody I might have, but there's many for sure.
It was like it was like mid 2000s, like Tronics era, and especially focused on that whole California stuff, like Pedestrian Deposit. Impregnable, and yada yada. You know, like that's basically what I'm looking for. Because back then, when the Tronics board was active, I didn't really have money, so I missed out on a lot of stuff. And I've been like the past couple of years, I've been just trying to get hold of everything I missed out on. So yeah, so that's basically my main focus.
What's it like to be at a noise show now after 2 years?
Weird. I feel kind of shaky, actually.
In general? In general? Like nervous?
Not in general. Right now. It's, you know, after such a long time, because I haven't played in a while also, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of weird. Also with a lot of people. Also, like, friends. I don't know. I kind of, like, don't really know how to socially act right now.
Sure.
It's just like, should I? it's weird, but it's cool also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And you're playing tonight. Tell us what you're doing tonight.
Tonight I'm gonna play with my good friend Jim, with our new project Misère.
Mm-hmm.
and it's basically just going to be, it's going to be harsh noise, just straightforward harsh noise, just stop, like start and stop.
Cool.
You know, just, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're going for.
Yeah. And when you record under your own name, what's that product all about? Because first of all, it's an interesting step to take, to use your own name, and I've noticed you've spanned quite a quite a lot of different styles and approaches over the over the time. What do you try to achieve with Cicero Rossi? Or, you know, when you record under your own name?
Yeah. It's actually hard to say. I guess Cicero Rossi's just is just like my personal. It's just personal stuff. Just like I often like. I often said, like, when other people ask me, like, what's noise to you, blah, 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 it's, for me, it's not really art to me, but it's a form of coping with life, I guess, you know? So Cicero Rossi's just, it's, like, we all have issues, I guess.
Sure.
I have issues, too, and I don't feel like I could never go to see a therapist, I think.
You couldn't.
No, I couldn't bring myself to, because I don't really like to go to people and talk about stuff. But noise gives me kind of like that outlet to just think about stuff and cope with it, I guess.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Cheers. That's good.
Is that cool?
Of course. Yeah. Your recent tape on the label Grizzel was called Three Mile Island?
Yeah.
What is Three Mile Island?
Three Mile Island is a nuclear plant, or was a nuclear plant that had like a meltdown in way back,
right?
I can't really remember the year, but yeah, that was basically. It's like,
does that title have a personal meaning to you, or is there a specific reason or theme reason you chose that title or theme for the release?
No.
Okay.
That's like, it's weird. I mean, I'm super bad with titles. I could call every release untitled, you know, because it's like,
it's not so that specific release I'm
interested in like kind of like disasters like that, you know, so
sure, cool,
yeah.
What are you gonna do for the tape on White Centipede Noise?
Damn. I'm not really sure yet. I'm not really sure yet.
Okay.
I first need to find a little time.
Sure.
I really can't tell.
Yeah.
I'm probably some field recordings and harsh noise.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, looking forward to it.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Sisto.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Okay.
See ya. I'm now here with, please introduce yourself, Jim.
Yeah, this is Jim. I'm
Jim does the project Ural.
Correct, yeah.
Is that correct pronunciation?
It's whatever you make of it. Okay. Yeah.
Ural did a tape on White Centipede Noise a year or two ago. And the tape before that, which caught my attention and really out of the blue, like, made me a big fan, and I had no idea what you were doing, was the tape on Throne Heap.
Yeah.
And how did that relationship with Tom from Throne Heap come about?
Well, it's kind of funny. I never sent anyone like a demo thing or something, but I did with Throne Heap.
Yeah.
I just sent them some stuff. Hey, Tom, I'm a huge, long-time fan. Mm-hmm. Do you want to listen to my stuff? And he was immediately surprised liked what I did. And then he said, like, you want to do a tape? Yeah. It was just classic way, I guess.
Yeah. That's cool, because, I mean, not to hype, not to, like, kiss their ass or something, but Throne Heap is kind of like a, in my mind, like a cult label, like very, they haven't been very active in the past several years.
No.
And they don't, I mean, they had a time where they were more prolific, but still it was fairly like selective, special stuff. And every tape has really wonderful printing and artwork and design.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's a really special label, I think. So, I mean, that of course was for me like just a obvious invitation that I need to check it out. Since then I've really been into what you're doing.
For me as well, actually. For me it was like this cult status it had, and I was a long time fan.
Yeah.
I never thought it would be ending up the way it did, and he only does like limited batches of releases every couple of years.
Right.
And he's like, you're gonna be thrown into like a batch with like Kjellstad or like Jeff German. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like,
was that your first release of any sort as a Ural or as a kind of a experimental noise?
No, actually I had like two releases before that. First release was like super limited to 12 editions.
Like, I've seen it on Discogs,
yeah. Yeah. And then the next one was like also quite different, sound wise too, but try to carve in my own kind of universe in a way. And I think the tape on Throne Heap is the first direct evidence in that direction, actually.
Yeah. You were invited to play this festival, but you declined.
Yeah.
Why?
Not again, Oscar. I'm very, how could I put this? Every show is like a new release almost. I never do like a show. I don't improvise too much. And every show I do is like basically a new compilation of stuff I make and for me it's really time intensive. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel I was in a creative spot to do that right now.
Okay.
I declined more offers lately to play shows. I'm like, I can't do it.
Do you see that changing in the next coming year, or do you think that's something you're done with? Or
I don't know. I told someone recently I'm done with performing because I don't have the feeling I can do the stuff I do on tape the same way I do live.
Sure.
It shouldn't be the same necessarily, but I'm not sure yet, man.
Yeah.
It was really hard to decline a nice lineup like this today.
Yeah,
but,
it would have been you would have been the cherry on the top for sure.
I'm not sure about that.
I would say that. I would be very, very happy.
Too much praise, but
what's it like for you to be at a noise show after 2 years of nothing going on? Is this the first? I mean, have you been to many shows since things have?
No, not so much.
Up?
Maybe like three or four like non-noise shows.
Yeah.
Like punk, hardcore stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice because lots of people I know are playing today. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a gathering of friends after 2 years seeing them for the first time. It's a little bit of a family party. I'm not a, too much, but it's not a family party, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to see people I've seen, I haven't seen in a long time before.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I appreciate you taking a few moments to talk to me.
I appreciate you asking
me
questions.
I'm sad you're not playing, but I'm sure I'll just be patient and wait till the next time you do some recording or perform, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, same, likewise.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks again for tuning into White Zombie Noise Podcast. Head over to the Patreon for more, including private episodes of Noise on the Run, exclusive photos, video, and audio related to the show, and discounts at the White Zombie Noise mail order. Your support is extremely appreciated and vital to keep the show going.